night. Newbold Noyce said there's never been anything like it.
Was he pleased?
Absolutely.
He's a nice guy.
A couple people have said it was a virtuoso performance. And everyone says that the questions were good and the president handled them beautifully.
There were good questions, Joe.
A lot of them...
Tell, I want you to go up to Otis Chandler and tell him he asked great questions.
Yes, sir. But a lot of them are talking about the way you handled the Hoover thing, and there's overall support of the way you handled the Hoover thing.
Yeah, well, I said, well, after all, you can't put the old man out, you know, and you kick him in the ass.
That's right. And a lot of them are talking about the figures you used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 300 and the 50 and the less than before and so forth.
Yeah, and incidentally, they hope they all notice that that 61, 62, 63 when Bobby Kennedy was the Attorney General.
They got that.
Yeah.
McKnight, the next president.
Yeah.
Thought it was
from Charlotte?
Yes.
How was he?
Excellent. Everyone who I've talked to, and I've talked to a great number here, even Art Buchwald thought it was great.
Buchwald? What did Buchwald say?
he thought it was great. He said, Buchwald said that, you know, it was a great performance.
Why don't you get a hold of Bill Buckley and let it see what he thought?
For him, I don't see him here.
Let me know if you find him and call me back, will you?
Well, Herb's here too. Would you like
to? Yeah, I want to talk to Herb, yeah.
He's down there now.
Have him call me back, but you get a hold of
Buckley.
Buckley, because I think it's interesting because he's a hardliner, and see what Buckley thought, you know.
Okay, I'll try and find him.
Fine.
If I don't, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Dr. Lukash, please.
Yes,
grateful I am for the remarks you made last night.
Oh, well, what the hell, I
terrific.
I always stick by my friends, you know that.
You always have.
Yeah.
You certainly did it before a very effective audience, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all badgering and so forth, but, you know, they gaily gave me a setup question when this fellow said, in view of the increasing attacks that Mr. Hoover is coming under, do you think he will now... resign? And I said, no, it's going to have exactly the opposite effect. I said, he hasn't even discussed resignation with me. And I said, certainly when he's being under vicious and malicious attack, a man that's given 50 years of services, and he certainly is not going to. You know, I thought that gave it a good chance. Because it's true. I mean, hell, I mean, none of us are going, I won't even, frankly, if they'd ever put it to me, that I just say I wouldn't even consider it if I were in his place.
Wonderful of you, Mr. President. And you did magnificent on all the other questions.
Yeah, you weren't there, were you?
No, I listened to it on the radio.
Oh, you heard it, yeah, well.
On radio, and it came over excellently.
Yeah.
And you sounded more relaxed than you do on TV.
Yeah, well, it was more editor, so I could be a little bit... You
a few little jabs of humor that were very good, too.
Yeah, well...
That.
The main thing is, to, as I say, let your friends support you in this and that. Fine, well, that's fine. I just gonna say Henry Kissinger just walked in and he disagrees. He says I shouldn't have defended you. No, here he is. I'll let you say hello to him.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello, Doctor.
Mr. Hoover? Well, you know you have many admirers in this building.
Well, I thought the President was magnificent last night. I just can't find words to express my appreciation for what he said.
Well, anyone who's done your service to the country should not be exposed to this sort of malicious attack.
No, but you've been, and I am also. They're just trying to bait anybody who's a member of the establishment. I think that the statement of the President last night and all the answers he made to some of them were loaded questions were magnificent.
Well, that's what I thought, and I thought that it came out very, very well.
I thought it was excellent. And it's awful nice to have you tell me what you just said.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to work with you.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't tell him it's a private community. It'll Mike, well, Mike would prefer it the other way. And we'll fill him in on it. About. Just a second. Hello?
Mr. President, Mr. Klein's en route to Dallas.
Oh, fine. Said... No, that's right. Just let it go. I'll call him tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Dr. Lukash, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
No sort of.
I find that Julie's attending a wedding. We'll be back at the White House at 2 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now?
Yes, please.
Could you get Julie for me?
Oh, see, sir.
Oh, she isn't back yet?
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Oh. Julie's about 5 minutes away from the residence, sir.
She can call me.
Yes. Yes, please.
Mr. Haldeman, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Mr. Haldeman is en route home. I left worry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah?
Mr. Haldeman?
Yeah.
Ready.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I wondered if we'd had any reaction from the cabinet on those glasses and things we sent to him.
Yeah, we have.
I didn't see anything. I was just curious.
We have, and I guess we haven't sent the notes into yet.
That's all right. I just want to be sure they got them in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did, and we've had notes from them.
Suppose that they're, there's about not much more we can do, but that was something they could do. I think that with the Rumsfeld theory is probably a pretty good one in regard to them anyway, but I think some of them appreciate it anyway.
Oh, sure they do. That's, you know, anything, they're very appreciative of that kind of thing, but there's a real question of whether they're appreciative or not, whether it does any good.
Well, it does any good in terms of the other thing, right?
And that's it.
That's okay. All right, fine. We're seeing them. We're going to see the tree on Tuesday, huh?
We'll see what we work out on that.
It's whatever you want. Tuesday's fine. Tuesday or Wednesday. This would be a good week to get just the cats and dogs out of the way.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I think the idea, my idea of just putting at a half hour each and it on the public schedule.
Right.
So that they are on there, you know, for a half hour each and they know.
Yeah.
And then, okay, and I'll get them and I'll run it right like clockwork.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Yes, please.
The Haldeman, please.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking a little more of your suggestion on McCloskey. I'm not so sure that having somebody like Jerry in the house doing it is the best idea, where they have to see him all the time and all that sort of thing. Why not Rogers? I mean, now, after all, he can talk on this subject. He's just been over there. It's not political. You understand? It's not partisan. Rogers has got to step up to a couple of these things now, you know.
Okay. And,
isn't that what really is involved?
Yeah, probably so. Well, maybe he could hit him hard. That's, I guess, to your new point.
I know.
The cabinet officer's
what?
Attacking if he would do it. And maybe he would.
Yeah, Rogers. Well, then how about Laird?
Laird might even be better. As a former House member, and it's really defense is who he's hitting.
Well, we'll try to see. Talk to Henry about it. Let's see if we can get maybe Laird. I'll have Laird in. Well, I want him to check first, too, but I think maybe Laird ought to just crack him up. You know, hit him right between the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Although, get Rogers down on that other thing.
Well, it might be worth getting Rogers on this, because it's Rogers' ambassador that he's
taking on. That's right. Rogers' ambassador he's taken on. Rogers should defend his ambassador and attack McCloskey.
Right.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Buchanan?
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, you predicted the questions pretty good.
Yeah, they went...
Just as I thought, though, and that whole 55 minutes, about 70% were directly or indirectly on foreign policy.
Right.
And only about, the question about kids and the question about the economy were the only two that really were related. The Hoover question basically is foreign policy. It's national security and that sort of thing.
Right. Right.
Of course, old Hoover was pleased. He called me this morning.
Oh, he must have been. I heard the thing on radio. He came over well.
He was, of course, just a... Well, of course, you had to defend him. Hell,
yeah, you did a good job.
You can't run the old man out of town that way, and they've got to know that the more they attack him, the more he's going to dig in.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody understands that, I think.
I think they do. I think, and coming to his defense personally, you know, and this guy's done all this, I think that's great, really.
And, he doesn't have the public support among many people, Pat, that people that are his enemies are never going to be my friends.
That's for sure.
Don't you think so?
I agree. You know, just talking to Mort, it's an interesting thing. They all talk about, just the point you just made, they all talk about reordering priorities, we've got to worry domestically, but he said, too, all your questions are foreign policy.
You didn't have one on revenue sharing.
No,
you didn't have one on reorganization.
No.
You didn't have one on welfare. You didn't have one on Negroes.
That's right. They all say, well, our main concerns are here at home, but they get in the press conference and all ask you foreign policy.
And they didn't have one on the environment.
No.
Not one. And we were prepared in all those damn fields. They didn't have one stinking question.
That's right. How did you feel about that hour-long thing? I thought it gave an opportunity to go into more, you know.
Well, it was good for editors.
Yeah.
Basically, and the questions were the questions really that editors would ask. I mean, they weren't ones, you can't answer a question, what the hell do you think of at 3 o'clock in the morning? What I was almost ready to say is, I think of going to the bathroom. That would have really stopped the show.
Right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. You might leak that out to somebody.
Okay, I will.
But what first came to his mind, he didn't quite say. What I first think about is going to the bathroom. But on the other hand, a question like that, and what do you think about China, and what about the future of our children, and what do you think about all those things? Right, you can't answer those in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Really. That's right.
Yeah, you might. And also another thing, in this kind of a format, where you got 300 pressmen, you can flip off an answer. You can dig one. You can hit them. But with editors, I think you have to be very active. If every question is momentous and important, because they're in front of their colleagues, and you don't want to embarrass them. Don't you agree?
That's right.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a pretty good format. It was for format for them. I mean, for editors.
Well, it was. At first, I was apprehensive about the radio, being on radio, because the immediacy, necessity for immediacy, the response, but the delays and the answers that you gave, they really came off well, and it could start to laugh, and also the applause at the end of each answer really came over well, you know.
Yeah, the radio builds it up.
Yeah, it builds up the suspense, and when they asked that one question, you delayed, and you said, wait a minute, there's six other guys on the panel, you know, and that came off very well, and you get the sort of the yells in the background. It was very good radio, really.
I said, how'd you like my answer on Agnew? And I said, you looking for an editor?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because he's, it's the only way you can handle him, too. I've got to just sort of finesse it rather than to come and do labored defense of him on everything,
right.
You know.
Right.
They all know that I'm not going to disagree with him.
Right.
And so he had no reason to feel hurt a bit, I think.
Well,
I think it's a pretty good format. It makes a good radio program, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it sure does. I mean, I was driving down the car, and I had to pick up something right upstairs and cut it on, and it was really something, yeah.
A lot of people look for you on the radio. Well, at least the boys did a good job in preparing them.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay, thanks, sir.
Yes, please.
Buchanan, please.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The other thing I was going to mention, is how really amusing it is that these doves are so thrown off balance by this China thing. They're really in a tither. Yeah, you know, they have a little old blip like that, you know, and then they're all saying, they really don't know what to do. That's one they don't know how to handle, isn't it?
That's right.
For sure.
Well, they're ecstatic over the initiative, and of course that they just, I mean, very euphoric about the whole thing, and at the same time, they're going to have to sort of give you credit for doing it. Presents them with a bit of a problem.
Yeah, because nobody else did it.
That's right.
And also, it was good that Dedman asked the question, because it allowed me to point out that I had said it 2 years ago, said it in an editorial conference, referred to it in an article in Foreign Affairs, that it was not something it just, and at the same time, of course, I, as you know, dodged the issue of recognition or
right.
the UN, which
right.
is very important. Say, we're not going to go too fast here, boys.
Yeah.
Because we've got other friends there, too. We don't want to let down Taiwan and too hard.
Right.
And we won't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really is interesting on the China thing is the way that it forces the liberal press people to get off of Vietnam for a while, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. We wiped it right off the front pages, you know.
At least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they do next week with it. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Could you give me the usher's office, please?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Pierce is on, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Oh, yes, Mr. Pierce. I was trying to get a hold of, the who was the aide, the military aide? Is the naval aide on today?
Sir, I haven't seen either one of them today.
Well, that's right. I'll check place.
But I can have him try and contact him.
Don't worry right now, because I've got another. I think I've got another place I can call. Thank you.
All right, sir. You're welcome.
Al Peter.
Kissinger, please. Dr. Kissinger.
He's on the phone with...
Yeah. Get
Miss...
Get, Steve Bull for me, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Bull, sir.
Steve, I wanted to, I spoke to the commander last night. What's his name, the new commander?
Craig Campbell, sir.
What?
Campbell.
Anyway, I spoke to him about Frazier, and I wanted to, Frazier brought up to the Yellow Oval Room, and then I also, which I already told him, and I want him also in the picture, but I will not have him in the receiving line, just the demo, just Haley and myself in the receiving line.
All right, sir, I understand.
Yeah, but I want to be sure that Frazier's brought up any, that he gets in the picture, because everybody will want a picture, and I'd rather have them take it while we're standing there than to come in and take it while we're in the receiving line.
All right, sir, fine.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Holloman, please.
Thank you, sir. Doctor.
Yeah.
Mr. Holloman, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hi.
You know, I was very amused by that. Did you see the front page of the Post about the poll they'd taken?
Yeah. 300 people or something?
Well, in the district, but no.
Yeah.
The point that I make is I'd leave out, and I think you have. I don't know, did we run our poll today?
We released it. ORC released it, yeah.
Yeah, they released it, fine. What did we release? We didn't release on demonstrations, did we?
I think we did.
It's too bad. What I'd rather do is to suck a few of these left-wing congressmen into the... Well, the Post probably didn't run ours.
Well, I haven't seen ours run. I haven't been all the way through the paper, but...
Yeah, it may not be. Well, we ran. But our demonstration thing ran, what, 65, wasn't it, or something?
65 against, yeah.
Or something like that. But in any event, you see, this is by reporters calling. Oh, I'll tell you what a phony that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, in the district, it would be much higher than any place else.
Oh, they claim they did it in the affluent suburbs, but...
Well, and it would be higher there, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you're running into that kind of stuff.
But it wouldn't be as high as they got it.
Well, no, Bob, there's a hell of a lot of Jews in the district, see?
Yeah.
See, the Gentiles have moved out.
Yeah.
And I'd say if they're affluent suburbs, it would tend to be half of a Jewish. And, you know, it's really loaded.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, my view is that's a good thing to let the congressman get a little worried about, don't you think so?
Well, in any event, they'll see that above ours, because they gave it, of course, a front page play.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've got a lot of congressmen out on the demonstration anyway.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of them that they've got, I mean, not a lot, but they've got more than they usually get.
Yeah.
And they've got Muskie and, you know, some of the key candidate types. And
right. Governor. Well, fine, then it's just as well probably to let ours go. But I'd be sure ours is written. I just wanted to, I guess maybe now it's just as well to let it ride. And so a few...
The main point on ours was to get it out so we could get it to our people on the support of the war.
That's right. Well,
that's what
we got that around. And anyway, so that our people
don't... And we should have left the demonstration thing out.
And so that we... And maybe you're right, too. You don't want to have our people... I mean, even though the Kennedy's coming, we don't want to have Republicans get the idea, well, everybody's supporting demonstrations here.
Right.
And that's probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. Okay, well, I'd certainly get ours on demonstrations to our friends.
Yeah.
I think even if it wasn't, why, you better put out a little separate one and let the Post have a... That'll be a hell of a good thing for ORC to release probably about Thursday anyway,
mm-hmm.
if they didn't release it this time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it would be.
That'll sort of shake these people.
Thursday or Friday, you want to get them...
What is our... The intelligence is still flimsy on the demonstrations, is it?
Yeah. There's no evidence of any important radical involvement in...
Are the radicals not in? I thought they were.
Well, they're in it. Some of the radical leadership is, but there's no evidence of any...
Yeah.
Right. Backup.
Right.
And where there's a chance of that really is more in the May 1st to 5th
I see.
Period than in the...
The big one's the 24th, isn't it?
24th is the big mm-hmm. March deal, and they're not...
How are they doing? How are they getting the college and universities? Is that
well, they're trying to use...
High schools?
High schools.
Well, that might be
a recruiting thing, which may work.
May work.
You get a lot of kids that way.
You remember high schools, they'll do, you remember how the high school kids all go to Balboa, and
yeah,
they might, this might be their kick to come to Washington.
Well, but that's the way to play it down, too. I mean, if it turns out to be a lot of high school kids, it's not going to have as much significance.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make the point that it's just a spring vacation outing for,
yeah,
for them instead of a...
High school kids aren't as likely to get rough, are they?
Oh, I don't know. They use pot, too, so... They,
well, I see.
The
I
roughness
see.
Pretty much gets related to the drugs. They get,
yeah,
doped up, you know, and they...
They get doped up, then they bust the windows.
That's when they cut loose.
Oh, I want them to break those windows up at the Capitol. That's,
yeah.
That's the best thing can happen to those congressmen, because the way the Washington Post is... well, has really completely submerged the damage done in these demonstrations.
Yeah.
My God, this would really shock him, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
There's apparently no interest in this thing in doing much at the White House. The veterans are going to come and leave their medals at the White House or something, but that's about the only... All the marches are going to be... down to the Capitol rather than by the White House, and there seems to be no no focus here.
Fine. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I can't believe that they can have that damn much steam in it, you know, at this point. That's all there's. Except it's a nice, it'll be a nice time of year. They're at a damn good time of year.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
But it's, you know, it may catch hold, but there's sure no, like the, before, there were enormous build-ups. There's a lot of activity, a lot of chartered buses and all that. Now they've got one train chartered from New York or someplace and 10 or 15 buses from New England, but that's, you know, that's maybe 1,000, 2,000 people.
I see.
That isn't going to accomplish anything.
There was a lot more than that before.
Oh, yeah, there were hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be, you know, maybe they've got something else going, but, and maybe there'll be more when...
Oh, yeah, well, we
done this weekend.
I'm not going to worry about it. It's just be, I still think people are going to be turned off by them, because they'll do something, don't worry, there'll be enough roughness.
It usually is. They get, you know, it's just the usual rock concert.
And also, they look bad. They're going to look bad, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put them on TV. The press will put them on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of press, how did they handle the press thing on the news, do you know, last night? Or you haven't, I haven't seen the news summary yet, I guess.
I haven't seen it, so
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering what they ran. I imagine they had quite a bit on the radio, because they had that, having done it.
There were huge chunks on the radio all day.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good way to... I think, you know, that turned out extremely well from a standpoint of using the radio, you know, because at first, as Sigler says, everybody calls it a press conference, and second, the radio deal, I mean, who... In other words, it doesn't have the impact on the nation, because you're not seeing the TV thing, but you've had a press conference, now you do something else. Now we're all set to do a TV one without having overloaded it,
right?
It's very good. Don't you agree that that's with this radio thing was, because that we can do that if we ever do anything in the office again, we'll certainly have it on the radio.
Yeah, well, I sure think so.
Yeah, it's worth doing. All right, thanks, Bob.
Right. Thank
you. Yeah.
I have Dr. Kissinger there, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Henry, you in New York or here?
No, I'm here.
Yeah. What's new? Anything this morning?
Nothing of very great consequence. In fact, there's nothing really going on. The Chinese keep needling the Russians, where they keep it put out indications that they were easing their terms and diplomatic relations with us, half implying that maybe Taiwan wasn't a complete obstacle.
Yeah, I saw that.
And... In Vietnam, activity is light at the moment. Abrams made an injudicious comment. Somebody asked him whether that...
Yeah, I saw that. I was wondering...
But basically, they tricked him into it. They said, is it possible that this drive will go into Laos? But actually, they are under strict orders, Mr. President. There will not be any of these horror stories coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we won't use many helicopters.
Yeah.
And it has the advantage of tying down the North.
Yeah, I know, that's true, but Henry...
He should never have said it.
The orders have got to go out there that I want Abrams and Bunker to pipe down.
I just got to say...
I mean, the thing is that this is the... What the press is trying to do is that they want a story. It doesn't make any difference what he does. I don't care if he goes in and bombs the hell out of them. But don't say it. See, the press wants to put Vietnam back in the front page. Now, they use this one little story. God damn it, then two papers, the front page, right?
That's right. I talked to Laird about it.
Does he understand it?
Oh, yeah. And he's getting... He said he'd get right on the phone with Abrams.
Yeah.
And... You know, when we wanted him to talk, he didn't, and now...
Well, he didn't... Sucked into it. Some goddamn newspaper guy wanted to get a story to the effect that we were going back in Laos, because the news guy's out there dying because
That's right.
Laos is over and the South Vietnamese held the hill, and now they're moving around, and they're having their award ceremony, and I think they're just trying to suck poor old Abrams into a... Sure, but he just feels so compelled to be so goddamn honest all the time. Why don't he just shut up?
That's right.
Okay. Just as well, I'm not. He should just say, Jesus Christ, do what I say. Don't comment on that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Dodge it.
That's what I told Laird. I said, there's no law against saying no comment.
That's right. That's right.
And or not, I don't speculate on operations anything like that. Instead of if you say I don't rule it out, then the time they get through writing it, they're back in. If one reads the actual stories, they're not written in a particularly inflammatory way.
Well, yes, but most don't, Henry. Most of them will see the little blip on television. General Abrams says we may go back into Laos. You see, you must understand that it doesn't make any difference what the actual stories say. It's what hits in that minute that people see on television.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And the minute they see on television, well, General Abrams says we may go back into Laos. And everybody that was beginning to calm down over Laos, they get all stirred up about it again.
Yeah.
I don't ever mind people getting stirred up if we're going to do something, you know.
That's right.
But God damn it, I don't want to do it when we...
Besides, he's had his shot. Now, this is a time when the military gains on that are not going to be that crucial.
There aren't any more left to play, as he damn well knows. I mean, he had his shot, and he's not going to get any more.
We can do these harassing acts.
Oh, Christ, I know, but this is nothing compared to the others.
Exactly.
He can't continue to talk about... Well,
I think he'll get the point, because Laird...
Well, they'll do it more this one, but I hope that they can... Now, tell Ziegler if he gets any comment on that, just not to say anything. I don't know. He can't say no comment. If he does, it'll build up the Abrams story. But he's got to... He simply says that there are no plans for any things. Now, don't get the impression that by Abrams saying a silly thing like this, that that's going to hold down the North Vietnamese. It isn't.
There's no way planned, Mr. President.
I know. But my point is with Ziegler, then he should just say there are no plans.
That's right.
Don't you agree? He should nail the thing down.
They are going to go over with raids, but there are no plans of anything of that scale before.
Right. Then better say that.
Right.
And better. What I meant is that it's important to get across the idea that there are no large scale operations in Laos are planned. Period.
That's right.
And because he's going across, you see, they only have 2 weeks left to do it anyway.
Yeah, well, they've got a little more in that area further south. But I think we should... I'll work something out along that line, Mr. President, and check it with you.
Well, just get it down to... I don't have to check with me. You know what we're trying to get at here.
Right.
Just calm it all. Just cool it down. What I mean is I don't want Ziegler to make another story out of it.
Right.
He must not make another story out of it. See, if he comments, he'd say as little as he possibly can without making another story.
Exactly.
And don't. But remember that the whole purpose now is not to try to keep the North Vietnamese off balance. We got them off balance. Just the purpose now, by statements, the thing to do now is to keep our own people from getting stirred up about things we aren't going to do.
That's right.
See, that's the difference. When we are going to do something, then we have to pay the price of being stirred up in here. But when we're not going to do something, we must not be forced to pay a price. That's what it really comes down to.
Right. I'll get that. I'll call Ziegler immediately.
Well, he'll probably have a query on it. And,
well, I'll tell
him. I'd simply tell him not to take any press calls today.
Right.
Tell the whole office not to take any. This is Sunday.
Right.
And there's no press calls. And just say that he can't be reached. Just leave it a little bit dumb for a while. Maybe that's the best way to handle it. And, or he says, and they'll wonder, I don't know that they will or not.
Well, let me find out first whether it has made any waves.
Yeah.
If it has, I'll get it dampened.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You better give Ziegler a call, see the situation, then you better call me back, and we'll have to develop a thing. How's the plan? And what about the rest of the news? I only seen the front page.
That's
kind of things being
very good.
Very well.
Very good. And I saw last night on television, Martin Ogransky had a panel of newsmen.
Yeah.
Sidey and Kilpatrick and...
His usual group. Yeah.
His usual group, and Sidey was just raving on about how your great initiative, and even Carl Rowan had to say some grudgingly favorable things.
Mm-hmm. Well, how'd Kilpatrick handle it?
Oh, very favorably, strangely enough.
He usually does anyway.
Yeah, no, he was very favorable. Then they talked about Hoover, and there Kilpatrick was the only one who stood up for him.
Oh, well, that's true, but they know damn well I have to stand up for it.
No, that didn't touch you.
No,
they didn't attack you on that.
Right. Did they use some of the news summary, did they use some of the, on the newscast, the stuff from the night before?
I didn't see the...
You were looking at other things.
That's
good. All right. But looking at the papers today, what are they?
They're getting a lot of your stuff in the in the weeklies.
The balance is pretty good, is it?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. All of your stuff is exceptionally good.
In the weekly news summaries, you mean? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the China story is, of course, very big.
Yeah.
And very favorable to you. Everywhere.
You know, the thing I feel is this, that you'll probably see Debrinen Tuesday, right, or Monday, maybe Monday.
Well, I'll see him if he comes back. He'll come back either tonight or Wednesday night. Those are the only two flights
right.
They have this week.
Sure.
And it's just barely conceivable.
It's probably Wednesday.
That this China thing kept him back a few days for reassessment.
Right. Fine. What I was thinking...
Either tomorrow or Tuesday.
What I was thinking was this, and I don't know just... quite how it will work. I would delay your meeting with Bogdan until after you see him.
All right.
You get, or have you already set it up?
No.
Let me tell you why. After you see him, we may want to play a very different game. Let's suppose, for example, running it out, let us suppose that we get a straight cut off. You see what I mean?
Right.
Then, instead of diddling around with this sort of thing, we might go immediately to the highest level. You see what I'm getting at?
Oh, yes.
And I don't mean on the... And this time, we would have to play that kind of a game. And knowing the Asians, the way they operate, well, they will go like molasses on things of this sort. In a moment like this, they just might bite for the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Have a trick complete. And so rather than wasting anything with telling the show and lie that we'd like to have Mansfield and Scott received and the rest, let's just wait.
I think that's a good
See?
Idea.
Now, he's our best contact, isn't he, the Bogdan?
We'd have to think about that.
Well... What I was thinking was, are we sure then?
Yeah.
What I was thinking of was, how secure are their lines?
They always send a messenger.
Yeah, okay. That's fine then. I was going to say that they'll send a messenger. That's good. And, they'll send a messenger to Bucharest, huh?
Right.
Well, that's good. was going to say.
But another,
otherwise, we could send somebody to Bucharest.
Well, another way of doing it is that when I go to talk to the North Vietnamese, I talk to the Chinese ambassador in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
And get it set up that way.
Yeah. Well, you see what I'm getting at. We may as well play our little games or just forget what I told you to do about Bogdan right now, huh?
Right, Mr. Clay.
I don't think it's going to play that way. I think that the Russians are...
Okay, more, they're going to come.
They're going to come. But you know what I mean is that we now have got to play for... We're playing for very high stakes, and we have very little time left, and we can't diddle around, you know, with the Russians or anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Mr. President.
Okay.
Dr. Kissinger, Mr. President.
Yeah.
President.
Hi, Henry.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Ziegler is out of town, and I've talked to Jerry Warren.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a single press question yet. And the line I've tentatively established, subject to your approval, is that he was talking about South Vietnamese capabilities, not any particular plans.
That's right.
And he was just
very good
talking about abstract capabilities.
Yeah, hypothetical
things.
And not about American activities.
That's right. If that's agreeable, that's what we're going to stick with.
Would you get Laird? Laird will probably be asked.
No, I got word to defense already.
How would Laird handle it then, or Hank?
Well, Laird would say
same thing.
Essentially the same thing. They haven't had many queries either.
Well, what this is, Henry, it's the devilish press again, just trying to take one little old word and hypo this thing. Henry, basically, it's pretty much a defensive thing on their part. They are really must be up the wall, don't you think so?
Here they've been going, saying everything that we're bringing the Chinese in, that Laos would lead to a worsening of the situation.
That's right.
Now, they see that that they got beaten back from Firebase 6, military activities dropping again, just as we said it would.
Yeah.
And the China thing breaks. They're just out of their minds.
Don't you sense that in talking to them?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're just completely confused.
That's right. And they're off. Now, the way that line they'll probably take, it seems to me, is to come back at it in terms of saying, well, this is really just the Chinese people. I mean, this is that we'll get along with the American people and that sort of thing. But I don't think the Chi-Coms government will play it that way.
Oh, no.
I think the Chi-Com government knows that the American people can't do one damn thing for them.
They're playing for the big stakes, Mr. President.
Don't you think so?
And I've got two books full of initiatives we've taken, and if they press us, we'll just leak them all out.
Yeah. Oh, sure. They try to say that that this all happened because of their initiative and so forth, but it's really amusing to me, though, because it's... While Mike is honorable, these other Democrats are not. The way they're all pandering around and now trying to run over there to China and so forth.
Yes, the problem is they never recommended any of this, Mr. President. They can say whatever they want. This is yours.
And neither did the State Department either.
That's right. I mean,
we pushed them all.
The State Department was sort of crying around with recognition. And that's all.
They were all talking about what was really what you call a tactical, abstract thing, which was really unfeasible.
I showed Osborne that little note you sent me on February 1st, 69, and his mouth really dropped way open.
Yeah, yeah. Too bad that wasn't in my handwriting. It was, but they copy it off, apparently, at that time.
Oh, it's off tape, usually.
Well, I may have dictated it.
Yeah.
I may have dictated it on the tape.
Yeah.
That's right. But it came on with it. Was it to you from RN? Was that the way it was?
No, it's to... Kissinger from the president.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's enough.
They know this isn't a fake.
He knows that...
He knows we wouldn't fake that.
And it indicated that we ought to... What was that one? That was the first one.
Well, it said, I want you to explore on a highly confidential basis how we can improve our relations with Communist China and, above all, how we can establish reliable private channels to them.
Good.
I mean, it couldn't be more explicit, Mr. President.
Good.
He said, you said, I want no publicity whatsoever.
Yeah. 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 That must have really killed him.
Oh, God. His mouth really dropped about 6 inches.
Because I suppose, there's some of his mythology then is knocked out, and when he writes something else, he just has to feel he's dishonest.
They know damn well that on February 1st, 69, no State Department had gotten
This is February 69, before the State Department ever even talked to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
This was February 1st, 69.
Which is basically 10 days after we were lost.
10 days. That's right.
And, I think it's very interesting that they...
No, I think on this one, sure, the Democrats are going to start yelling now. They're going to come up with 50 hot gimmicks, but we're so far ahead of...
Sure. What they're coming, what they'll come up with, Henry, is why don't we now admit them to the UN? Why don't we recognize and so forth? Well, that's all premature. And also,
Mr. President,
we don't want to let that be the debate.
That helps us with the Russian game.
I think so.
Because if the Russians see that the Democrats are more hog wild vis-a-vis China than you are...
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that, but it's true.
Then they have much less of an incentive to bring them in. They already don't trust them on the Middle East. Then if China, they also turn out to be a disaster.
True.
So I think my major worry is that if we get too eager, that the Chinese will start going back into a shell. And that's why the way you've played it, and
I agree.
That's where the Democrats do damage.
I sure as hell don't expect to get eager at all with the Chinese.
Oh, no,
unless the Russian thing drops. Then the Chinese may want to be eager, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we will, too. We can't just assume then, well, we'll wait till 1974.
Oh, no.
See,
oh, God, no.
This is one of those things where I don't believe... I think our Chinese game, Henry, should be played exactly as it's being played, very cool and... aloof, and the door's open, now you walk in, kids, and it's your move.
Mr. President, I must tell you, honestly, I believe that we have a 30% chance, even if we play the Russian game, of having a high-level Chinese one next year.
Yeah. Well,
that may not have to wait till 70.
Well, we want to use it. We want it at the highest level, too.
That's what I mean. That's not at all excluded.
Let me say that the more I think about it, the envoy thing, if we're going to go, I think we ought to go at the highest level.
Well, see, I think the envoy could prepare for it.
It might, but in other words, it might take a lot of the zip out of it, too. You know what I mean? It's you just can't tell, and I don't know if there's anybody we can trust to send over there.
Right.
That's still in it.
Well, that's a bit down the road, yeah.
All right, fine.
We need a reliable channel. Right, Mr. President.
Mr. Herb Klein, please.
Thank you, sir. Yes, please.
Dr. Kissinger, please.
Thank you. I'm waiting for Dr. Kissinger to come on the line.
If he's busy, I'll get Secretary Connolly. I have to talk to him, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Kissinger.
Mr. President.
Yeah, hello, Henry.
Yes, Mr.
President. Any further developments today?
Well, I've talked to Moira and to...
Got everything quiet.
And I think there'd be no press inquiries.
Yeah.
It's just one of those damned... he was injudicious, but I think this is going to blow over.
Yeah. Particularly if nothing happens, but we must not continue to let it be stirred up. I mean, but the South Vietnamese, on the other hand, they should move right through that valley and clean them out. If they want to, huh?
That's right, and that's really, there are only 2,500 men involved. This is a relatively minor operation, which is to forestall an offensive later on.
2,500. See, that's the whole point, that and they try to blow it up as if they're going to be a major U.S. attack on Laos again, you know, and that's the problem is that then you get senators will squeal, what are we going to do, and they try to get a resolution passed. We want to avoid the situation where they... pass a resolution saying we cannot participate in another attack on Laos. See, point Henry, it's no longer relevant because they will pass such a resolution, just as sure as hell.
I was absolutely outraged, Mr. President. And really, if it were, Abrams, I think, has outlived his usefulness out there, to be quite candid. He just hasn't been aware of our problems at any stage of this operation.
Right. Well, the point is,
it's
right now,
probably not worthwhile recalling.
No, we can't do it.
Stir the pot even more.
No, we won't do it. But my point is, right now, we just want to tell them all to shut up.
Well,
now the war is being wound down, and just shut up about what they're going to be doing.
Exactly.
We'll make all the statements. And don't have any more press conferences.
The worst thing is, this wasn't even a press conference, Mr. President. He was on a reviewing stand. He walked off it. He was already. already passed the newsman, then he decided to go back and start bantering with him.
Yeah, I know.
He was there for the celebration that the South Vietnamese put on to celebrate their victory.
Yeah. Well.
And if that had been all that had happened, it would have been on page 32.
That's right. That's right.
But I think it's a one-day story.
Yeah, true, true, true. Well, if the senators will call and say, well, we're going to pass a resolution, say, look, it's like Cambodia, it's moot, boys.
Yeah.
We're not going to, you see, I don't want to be, look as if the Senate forced us to do something that we were going to do anyway. That's what I'm concerned about.
Exactly.
See?
And but I think, if nothing more happens now, we can have it under control.
Well.
And, at any rate, it hasn't made any waves yet.
Fine.
And otherwise,
okay, well,
there's a curious thing going on in Europe, and we haven't figured it out yet. There are 320 Soviet helicopters have moved from East Germany into Poland. And, we think it's an exercise, but it's still, it's a funny exercise. That they should be moving east and into Poland. We don't know of any upheavals that are going on there that would justify it.
I'll tell you one thing. I think all of Eastern Europe is seething. I really think it is. I think it's more than meets the eye, and that I think everybody is sitting on a powder keg. Just, good God, that reception we had in Romania proved it.
Well, that's why I think, Mr. President, that we are going to, the Soviets have to break out forward or into a conciliatory stance. They can't do, they cannot stand pat. And my guess would be that they are not going to go into a tough one with us. Right. You see, I interpret also the Chinese moves. They must have read the Brezhnev speech the way we do. And they must have read it as a beginning of a thaw in U.S.-Soviet relations, and they want not to be the victims of that.
In other words, they're afraid of a condominium.
Exactly, and so they want to get in on that before.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they could have waited a few months.
Yeah.
So I think their reading of the Brezhnev speech is like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that world, they read all those things and read things into them.
Oh,
too.
God, they read them in a way that we don't even know how to begin.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we had an interesting singing group today. They're singing cadets from Texas A&M, 60 of them, you know, and, because they're traveling troops.
Oh, really?
And I shook hands with them afterwards, and boy, it's rather heartening. These boys, some of them, several of them, of course, a few of them had served in Vietnam, but... Well, I'd say about half of them said, boy, we're behind you in your policy. We're all with you and all that sort of thing.
Well, I think
and then David made an interesting observation. He said, you know, Texas A&M has a student body of 14,000, which is bigger than Harvard, Yale, and the three Ivy League smaller schools combined.
That's right.
And he says, and they're a hell of a bunch of guys. And we've got to remember that just as the East spews out these revolutionaries and radicals and bastards, that some of those schools in the West are spewing out bright guys that are pretty good.
I think those bastards are also impressed by a man who's willing to stand alone.
And also they spew out some good ones, too. We know there's some awful lot of good kids in Eastern schools, but you go out to places like A&M, by golly, there's a lot of guts in those places.
Oh, that's it. Those schools in the Southwest are really marvelous.
Right. But we need them. We need to keep that sort of thing alive in this country. We must not disappoint them.
Absolutely. And that's what your policy has been all about.
Well, sure. I try to have it. Well, this Abrams thing, of course, it isn't all that serious, except that I can always see what goes through the minds of these doves, and they always try to seize on this, and you watch, they'll have a speech tomorrow about it. Now the administration is doing this or that, and are we doing this and that, and how Laird's going to cool it with some sort of a statement. That's the best thing, so that Ziegler doesn't, I think the best thing is for Ziegler to say nothing.
Well,
I don't care whether Ziegler or Warren say nothing, and just simply refer it to defense.
Right.
Why don't we do it that way? Let's keep it out of the White House, Henry.
Okay.
I think that's better, because I tell you, if we do it at the White House level, you'd have it much bigger. Just refer, I'll have to refer you to the Defense Department. Then have Heimkin say, whatever it was you were going to have Ziegler say. How's that sound, Jim?
That's even better.
I think it's really better.
Because that way, we should just act as if this isn't important for Whitehouse's attention.
That's right. Well, this is
not important enough for
just me. Say this is a purely tactical move. It's no, and you'll have to go to the Defense Department for any statement. Fair enough?
Good. I'll get that done immediately, yeah. Mr. President.
How did the casualties look this week?
I think they're again around what they were last week.
Even with the 10, huh?
Yeah. We don't get the good count until Sunday night. But,
Well, if with the 10 we can keep them in that ballpark, that's pretty good. Because they'll drop next week, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. I think they'll be down around 30 within 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they may drop. You remember, we got down to 16 once, didn't we?
That's right.
There's a... These people are going to have trouble keeping them up. All right, thanks.
Right, Mr. President.
Yeah?
Secretary Conley, he has left his residence, and his operator is trying to locate him through the car. So as soon as we locate him, can we have him call you?
Yes, it's not urgent, but when it's convenient.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, please.
Mr. Colson, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Colson, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hello, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Well, how's everything on your front today?
Well, I think things are going well. We're getting a little bit going with Mr. McCloskey at the moment.
Oh, are you working on that?
Yes, sir. He, as you know, has made some pretty serious charges. I think you saw Henry, or Henry sent you a memo. I don't know whether you've seen it.
About Laos?
Yes, sir.
Ambassador and everything.
But,
serious but untrue.
Oh, God, and he went on Face the Nation today and argued that Ambassador Godley had instituted a new policy to deliberately destroy the villages. So we think that some of the tougher House members will take him on this afternoon and tomorrow. Which is the way to do it. We should stay out of it.
Well, we should at the White House, but...
The White House, right.
I think Laird might be well just to... Our state really should.
Yes, sir. State
really ought to say, after all they've taken an ambassador on, now Roger should step up to that and just hit it right in the nose.
Well, we've suggested the state do that. We got a hold of them this afternoon. And
what do they say?
I haven't heard back, Mr. President. We asked Haig to get to them. And also to have some of our tougher guys up on the Hill take him on tomorrow when they go into session. And perhaps get a statement out this afternoon if we can.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, personally, I think he's playing it a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
And too early.
Well, certainly too early. Basically, in terms of his situation, it's, he's in the wrong party. I mean, if he were, if he were on the right,
mm-hmm.
he could be, he isn't talking to a big enough audience.
That's right.
In the Republican Party. See, it's in the Democratic Party, he'd be talking to a hell of a big audience.
Well, it was interesting on Face the Nation. He said that everywhere he went, he found the South Vietnamese were well-equipped, well-able to fight, every bit the equal of the North Vietnamese. And what he was really saying was that your Vietnamization policy has succeeded, which affects in some way the credibility of his next argument, which is we ought to get out.
Yeah.
Forthwith, but...
Yeah, well, we mustn't allow his situation to distort our whole campaign, because...
not at all.
I mean by that, it has to be handled at levels where we don't escalate it.
Mm-hmm.
He must be hit, but not at too high a level. At the state level's just proper, and a couple of House members, but Ziegler should just stay out of it. He says he just...
Completely.
He should just refer it to the fact, well, I think the State Department is... Respond to that. And that's what he should do tomorrow. He should not respond to it himself.
No, exactly.
And he ought to do that more often anyway, so that we don't get into this thing like that with him.
Well, you certainly don't want to dignify a guy like that.
Yeah.
Or elevate him any more than...
Well, he's a little bit... I think he's a little off his nut at this point. You know, he's very erratic.
Yes, he is. Always.
You don't quite go this far. It's a funny thing. Is that he and Regal and... Goodell are just three of a kind, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it's too bad with
his... He's emotionally upset, I think.
Yeah, and he's basically... he's a fairly attractive, articulate fellow. It's a damn shame.
Yes, he is.
It's a damn shame that he's gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
We That's
fine.
We have your hard hats coming in tomorrow, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we told them to come in.
The Jim Hudson, who I've talked to this morning, said that he thinks they're going to be... He thinks it'll go fine. He thinks the attitudes are better. There's one or two in there that still aren't completely back on the team, but the majority of them are. And we're one by one talking to them. I think it'll be a good meeting. I don't think there's any risk that it'll backfire on us.
What will be the sense of the meeting? I mean, how will it be handled?
I've sent you in a briefing paper which suggests that you hit them right at the beginning on the economic issues. After all, if they're going to really participate fully in the economic rebound that is obvious with housing starts up, which is a big thing to them, they've got to get their own wage and price policy stabilized, and that's what we're trying to do. The thing they object to is that being singled out,
they've singled themselves out of our sense.
Exactly. I think that's just what needs to be said.
They're singled out, but...
Well, I think what you can say is that you've had special problems, and we are really trying to help you with those problems.
Right.
Basically, they know that, most of them. And then if you can talk about the foreign affairs, they're still as hawkish as ever. And I think that... I think it'll go well. I think it would have been bad not to have them because...
Oh, no, I think we should have them.
Yeah. They would have felt...
Well, we didn't. We had them before. We're going to have them now. We're not going to duck away from it.
Exactly.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
I did talk to Ed Brook, as I indicated to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's on the track, he said.
Yeah, well, he's... let him go running off if he wants in months. But this is the way to handle him. And it keeps others a little loose, too. They think something's going on.
Well, that's exactly right. They're not quite sure what's up.
They're all a little loose now. The China thing, where it keeps them loose and so forth.
That's right. Exactly.
And
I think there's a little different sentiment up there, yeah. Mr. President. I think Saxby coming back the way he did.
That's a pretty good blow for us.
Well, it sure is, and it makes a lot of fellas think twice.
Actually, I think that when you sort of began with the March 7th speech, the April 7th speech, then
exactly.
The China thing. And I followed it up, of course, with the editors Friday night.
Which was very good.
Laid it right to them, you know. You can't leave... were you there during the radio?
I heard it on the radio,
yeah.
I suppose.
Well, it was a good reaction. And the point is that you got to take a very solid, firm line on things at a time like this or otherwise. You know, the moment you start getting jittery and... You know, and reflecting the fraidy cats,
mm-hmm.
And then they're all going to get frayed. They lose confidence in you.
That's right. And
doesn't mean that we don't have a difficult time. We've got some of our hawks have been worrying, the doves are still worrying, and then the war has been going on a long time. But now, the whole thing's winding down in such a way that people are going to say, "Well, now look, what the hell's the fight arguing about? Is it going to be 4 months or 6 months?"
Exactly. Well, it clearly is a time to hold firm, and I think things are picking up. Lou Harris called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And they have completed their field survey, and he did not have all the raw data in, but
yeah.
He said he did have raw data, but it hadn't been processed. And
yeah.
He said there's one thing I'm convinced of, and that is that the president has picked up quite a bit. And I said, "How much, Lou?" And he said, "Well, he's certainly up from the last time." He said, "One indicator is that in response to the question, do you approve of the way the president handled the Kelly matter, that the results on that were 56 approval and I think it was 37, I don't have the figures with me, I think it was 55 to 37. And he said that's an indicator that...
By his standards, our own standards indicated far higher than that, but you know, that's the way he puts it, excellent, fair, and all that sort of thing.
By the way he does it, that's damn good.
Yeah.
And you
plugged into him, though, what our ORC says on approval of the war.
Yes, sir. And he said that that was consistent with what he was getting, an upswing. He hasn't told me how.
Well, the main thing is we don't care what he shows so much. Chuck is basically if he shows a shift upwards.
That's the big.
That's the important thing.
If the trend is up with all the other good things that we know are coming along, that's what's really important.
And also, we know what our own polls show on there, and we know they're right, because the ORC is, we don't load them at all, we just lay it in there.
Right now, if we can keep, say, a Brook in line and get Saxby, that would make a very major break.
Well, I think
we got Saxby, I think, for a while at least.
Absolutely. I think he came back convinced.
I think the facts were pretty, they're pretty overwhelming when you go look at them.
Yes, sir. Well, I think if the Saxby stays in line, I think Percy, even though you never can trust the son of a gun, he's got more reason to want to stay in line with the political situation he has in Illinois.
He needs the money.
And he needs the money. And you get Brooke quiet, which I think we can do with careful work. You really don't have too many of our people out on the fringe.
Well, you basically have Javits and Case and Matthias, that kind of people.
Right? Schweiker.
And Schweiker, yeah.
And that's about it.
You can't do a hell of a lot with them, Chuck. Not a hell of a lot.
No, I don't think we can.
I mean, Matthias is just weak, that's all. And Javits, of course, is going to play his own little games. Case will play his games.
Mm-hmm.
And Schreiker, I don't know what the hell makes him tick.
I think he's weak, just like Matthias.
He's like what Matthias, isn't he?
Yeah, personality-wise, he's very much like him. I think
that's sort of that's it. There isn't a great deal of strength of character in either of those two fellows from what I've been able to see.
No, unfortunately, there isn't. They're nice fellows, but there's just no guts.
Very nice fellows. Yeah. Oh, yes, that's not the issue.
No guts. Mac may begin to come around a little bit with Glenn Bell taking a good solid line. That may tend to, every now and then, make Matthias a little more nervous, but... People see it. There's And the argument about taking away a 9 o'clock on a Friday night is a good argument for not doing it.
And there'll be another time. There'll be another time.
Well, it's the only way we really get the message to people, I'm convinced.
That's when I do it.
You do it. And it's a hell of a thing to say, but I just... We fight and we make a little ground here and lose a little here, but when you go on, it just never fails to get our, at least get our people. Even if we don't make converts.
Once a month. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, this thing Friday, though, Chuck, I think it probably, either from those who heard or read or saw a little on television, it may have reached 30-40% of the people in a pretty positive way.
Well, there were two areas you discussed, Mr. President, that you just scored a home run on. The Cali question, I thought you handled that beautifully, and I think if there was public approval before, there's even more now, because you put it all in perspective, which it hadn't been put in very well. And the economy. The economy answers were marvelous. Both of those are things that
we want to strengthen.
We want to strengthen, exactly. Mm-hmm. The economy issue, particularly.
Right. Well, we'll come on with more of that later. Conley, of course, is very effective there. We got to get him out a little more.
Well,
I mean, he's out a lot, but I mean, we can't. We may have to get him a big forum one time. Just let him.
Well, he's what we've needed in terms of a good economic spokesman. God, we just haven't had one. But
you know, when you come down to it, you know, all of our other people are good, but they're bland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that isn't what they say. They just don't say it strong enough.
Well, McCracken is actually kind of a negative when he does.
Yeah, his stuff is it is so reasoned and cautious, and well, the other way, on the other hand, that he would be, it's best that he not do it. Schultz is good, he's solid, but not colorful.
No.
Conley's got color. Conley gets up there and he bangs it out there as if he believed it, you know.
He's great at that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find, I think we do have a couple of forums that we've been talking about for Conley on the economy. And we're going to start to try to do this on a very regular basis as some of the better figures.
Well, just be sure they're televised.
I think
we ought to get Rogers out a little more on the Vietnam thing. What do you think? He's very good, I mean, with PR on these things.
When it's something he's warmed up to, he's very good.
Yeah.
When he gets defensive, he's terrible.
Defensive, huh?
Defensive.
Yeah.
Which he sometimes does, but if he
what do you mean defensive? You mean like when they pin him? What does he do then?
Well, he doesn't come through very strongly. When he's being pressed hard, but given a forum of his own, he's very effective.
Yeah, we'll find one.
He did that when he spoke to the VFW, which was right after the revolution exercise. God, he was just tremendous. Because he did it with a lot of feeling, and he projected very well. When you get him into a press conference, he tends to.
Yeah. We'll try him. Try him again, maybe. On a forum where he's...
Well, I've got of course, he's gone, I think, for...
May be back Monday.
And then he goes again to Europe, so we...
Oh, boy.
We won't have him for a while, but I think he's gone for 2 weeks when he goes this next time. He will be here, that's right. He'll be here this coming week, and then I think he goes for 2 weeks after that, Mr. President.
What about Laird?
Laird is here, I think.
Yeah, but how does he come over, in your opinion?
I don't like to be critical of people with you. I don't think
not as effectively as he could.
I wouldn't use him. I mean, I wouldn't rely on him as a good spokesman. No.
You see, that's the problem in the foreign policy field. Beyond Rogers and Laird, there's nobody they want to hear.
That's right.
Hell, that's the real problem we got.
Well, I think it is, but I think that. If things happen the way we think they're going to happen, that may be less of an issue in the next...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's kind of an issue now that Bill Rogers does handle well. If things are going well,
he's much better when things are going well.
That's what I was trying to say before. If you get him pinned on something, he's not good. But if he's on...
One thing for sure, one thing that you're even... This old China business has sure got the duds in a tizzy, hasn't it?
They don't know how to do it.
They don't know what the hell to do.
They don't know how to react.
They don't want to react, possibly, but they don't know what the hell to do.
Well, the timing of it was just masterful, the way it turned out.
Yeah.
It was a marvelous break.
Yeah. Of course, the main thing there is that we mustn't get their hopes up too high, because it's going to cool off now some. I mean, nothing's going to happen in China. It's going to be a very slow process, so that's why I played it very down the middle. And just say, now look here, this is important, but let's not go running around and thinking that tomorrow we're going to have great relations with China. It's going to be a hell of a long time.
I think if you moved too fast, Mr. President, you'd get our constituents unhappy.
Well, you'd get the right. Hell yes.
So you've gone just as far as you need to go.
That's right. Just stir up the doves. That's right.
But I've been amazed that...
But if they've been as quiet as they have, and the main thing is that we're still sticking by Taiwan, you see.
That's right.
And we will do that. Well, anyway, we shall see. We got Frazier in today. He was fine. He stood in line with us.
Sure could.
He's a fine guy. Joe Frazier.
He apparently is, from all the reports we get, he's sympathetic to you.
Well, whether he certainly is good with young people. I mean, he's very young blacks. He says, look, you gotta work, kids. Well, that's why we had him.
We have Sammy Davis, who's smelling around.
We'll see. We'll wait just a little while, and then we'll do it.
if we pick up a few fellows like that, it has quite an effect.
Okay.
Fine, Mr. President.